to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
WSBB.
And we are back on a very busy Monday morning. It is that time. We do this each and every Monday at this time. We turn our attention to focus on elder law with Ms. Sherry Aiken of the Aiken Law Firm in DeLand. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Amy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
Oh, kind of tired. It was a long weekend. Lots of things going on around here.
We never have a shortage of events. That is for sure.
That's absolutely for sure.
Yeah. And of course, we're already heading into a very busy week. We're one day ahead of the start of the new legislative session.
That's lots of stuff going to happen in Tallahassee this year.
That Fat Tuesday tomorrow. There's no rest for the weary here. You know, it reminds me when I'm out and about at a lot of these events that are happening all over town, how many snowbirds we have that come down into our area. And that probably begs a lot of questions and a lot of issues that you may run into in your line of work.
You know, I was thinking about that over the weekend, and last week I was down in Miami for a case and was driving around and, you know, seeing a lot of RVs and people on the road and stuff like that. And I've actually seen this in my practice also, where, you know, we've got the snowbirds who are our winter visitors, who a lot of whom are routine. They come down several months every year, but they're not Florida residents. They don't intend to establish a residency down here, but they're back and forth and they're back and forth. But actually, in the last week, I've had two potential clients call the office with concerns about family members who are just in that situation, but they got sick down here. They got sick in Florida, and they needed assistance in figuring out what to do, how to get mom, dad, grandpa, uncle, whoever, back to New York or Michigan or, you know, wherever they came from. And it got me thinking about, talking to our listeners who are our temporary visitors, whether they're from Canada, whether they're from, again, New York or Massachusetts or wherever, you know, places that are really, really cold today, actually. We're still the hottest place in the country. But what should they have lined up beforehand? Because what we know is that the line between having capacity to doing things and not is really kind of a thin line. I mean, it's an accident, it's an injury, it's a stroke, which, you know, unfortunately we see people. I was looking, there was a leader of a band who's 49 years old. He died. You know, so we get people who, you know, there's no rhyme or reason as to, you know, when these kind of events happen, except they happen. And then what do we do? And of course, you know, folks who are traveling, you know, together, either in a group or a husband, wife, usually that at least provides some stability to the situation. But I also know that we have visitors who don't travel, with somebody else. They are widows or widowers, or they don't have, children or not married. You know, what happens in that situation if you're down here by yourself and you become incapacitated or just unable to handle things on your own? So that's what I thought we'd talk about today, is, you know, how, you know, we're going over the requirements of powers of attorney, and then more importantly, what happens if, you know, kind of, quote, the system has started to get involved. You know, can you just come and get mom or dad and take them back to Massachusetts?
There's so much that goes into this, and it wouldn't maybe be something that would occur to you until, boom, it's too late. And now mom and dad are here and you are up there. And what do you do in that situation?
Absolutely.
We will talk more about that when we come back. We are focusing on elder law this morning with Sherry Aiken of the Aiken Law Firm in DeLand. You're listening to the great voice of Volusia County on the stations of WSBB Radio, 106.9 FM, AM 1230 and AM 1490.
If you like talking sports, get ready. Tracy Dent, talking sports, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 on your sports leader. WSBB.
From your WSBB 2020 Volusia County Newsroom, I'm Amy Ryan. The West Volusia Chamber of Commerce is helping to facilitate a direct line of communication between citizens and state officials. Sherry Simmons is the executive director of the chamber and has more.
Monthly, we host Marco Rubio staff in our office at 132 Tremont in Orange City. They have a Central Florida office in Orlando, and it's not always easy for everyone to get to Orlando. So we want to make it easier for our community, for our citizens to get out there. And if they have any issues, veterans issues, Social Security issues, FEMA issues, anything they think the senator's office can be helpful with, they can come to our office on the first Tuesday of every month from 9:30 to 11:30. We started it last month. It was great, and I'm already starting to see results from that in our community. The senator's staff has been coming out for follow-up, so we're excited about that.
The U.S. Senate will soon vote on a resolution blocking President Trump's emergency declaration, and several Republican senators have said they will vote in support of the resolution. Speaking out yesterday, Florida GOP Senator Rick Scott says he'll vote against the resolution.
And I hope every Republican, I hope the Democrats will take the time, go to the border, and once they do, they have one choice, either vote for border security or go tell border security that you don't care about their safety and you're telling Americans you don't care about their safety. It's a simple choice, in my opinion.
And from your WSBB 2020 Volusia County Newsroom, I'm Amy Ryan.
This Volusia County 2020 News Update is brought to you by Volusia Eye Associates, providing medical and surgical eye care, advanced surgical care, local convenience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Hank Routh. Our clinic has provided care at our location to the people of Southeast Volusia for over 30 years. I have brought the latest surgical techniques to the practice, including dropless cataract surgery and the iStent device that treats glaucoma and cataracts with a single surgery. Call us today for an appointment at 386-427-4143 or visit online at volusiaeye.com.
The Arnold Palmer Invitational presented by MasterCard is more than just golf. It's a tradition that brings together champions and fans in celebration of the sport we love. Now we invite you to get closer to the action than ever before. On March 4th through the 10th, Bay Hill welcomes back some of the world's best PGA Tour players for a week of camaraderie and competition, where high-fiving a pro is as likely as high-fiving a neighbor. So come get closer to the game at Orlando's signature event. Tickets on sale now at ArnoldPalmerInvitational.com.
'Tis the season for and for. So when the season comes to your home, you have a friend at the Little Drug Company. David, Little's Health Mart pharmacist for the past 36 years, has a personal commitment to our community and knows there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. When the or hits on the road, remember the Little Drug Company, part of the Health Mart Network, a strong and respected brand of independent pharmacies across our nation. On Canal Street, Little Drug Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Wintertime in Florida is perfect for getting together with friends, entertaining, parties, and get-togethers. And the perfect furniture? It's custom-made to withstand Florida's tropical humid climate, like rattan and wicker, PVC, to home accessories and lighting. The professionals at Volusia Patio have been serving our area for over two decades, and they know summertime in Florida. Entertaining outside? Let them help you design your perfect sanctuary. Volusia Patio, residential, commercial, local. Delivery service is available. Stop by and visit their showroom, Canal Street in downtown New Smyrna Beach. Online anytime at VolusiaPatio.com.
Different WSBB.
And we are back. Continuing to focus this morning on elder law with Sherry Aiken of the Aiken Law Firm in DeLand. Really quick, Sherry, if folks are listening to the show this morning, maybe they have questions, maybe they can relate to what's happening, they want to inquire about more, how can they reach you?
Well, call me over in DeLand, 386-738-5599, or email me at radio at Aiken, A-K-I-N, dash law, L-A-W.com. Of course, my office is at 600 West New York Avenue in DeLand.
Beautiful, beautiful office, by the way, and I recommend definitely making a stop out there, and there's plenty of room, so you can bring the entire family, get everybody's questions answered all at one time. Before the break, we were talking about snowbirds, and, you know, what would happen if mom and dad happen to be here, they're from somewhere else, this isn't where they, you know, they haven't changed their residency, so they don't technically reside here full time, and then it brings about so many different situations and offshoots of that. So what happens in Florida with the power of attorney? How does that work, and what needs to happen if this isn't your primary residence?
Well, if you're traveling, you want to definitely travel with documents that identify your family members, your next of kin, the person to contact in case there is an emergency. But two documents you really should have with you. One is a healthcare surrogate. In some states, it's called a healthcare power of attorney. It doesn't really matter what it's called. And the other, of course, is a power of attorney. In Florida, and here Florida's got kind of an interesting statute. Most states provide that if a document was signed, it was valid under the laws of the state where it was executed, then it's going to be valid in this, you know, in that particular state. Well, Florida requires that the power of attorney actually meet the requirements of Florida law. You know, obviously we've had in history of abuses with powers of attorney, and I think there's some desire to make sure that the power of attorney is in fact binding and legal. And in Florida, and here's the requirements for a power of attorney to be valid in Florida, is one, it has to be in writing, of course. Second is that the principal signature has to be witnessed by two people, neither of whom are the power of attorney person. And then the most important part is the power of attorney has to be notarized. Many states don't have a formal requirement that the power of attorney be notarized. Like, I'm admitted to practice law in Ohio also, and in Ohio, you're not required to notarize the power of attorney for it to be effective. You do, because you may need to record it in the future. So there's other reasons for doing it. But also, many states have gotten rid of the witnessing requirement, so that if you've signed it and it's been notarized, then it's fine. Well, here, it's got to be in writing, witnessed by two people, and notarized. So if you are vacationing from another state and you have these documents set up, you want to talk to your attorney back and just make sure that at a minimum these documents are signed with Florida's requirements. The healthcare power of attorney also needs to be notarized and witnessed. Again, witnessed by people who are not family members. To do that. So you want to have those documents with you. But the other thing that is probably, I guess, the conversation is more of a conversation than a document, is a conversation about what do you want to have happen. If you are a visitor and you are, you know, a routine visitor, and usually we have folks who just have decades, you know, come to the same place, or of course you own a place down here, you own a place here, you own a place back home, is what do you want to have happen if, again, something happens, you become ill down here, or you are injured, you know, what do you want to have happen? Do you want to be, you know, taken, you know, back to the home base where presumably you have a stronger network of support? Or many people actually, because they travel so much, they actually have a pretty strong network in Florida also. You know, we see people in the same communities, you know, vacation in Florida in the same places too. So it's really a question to find out what do you want to have happen. Beginning, this is a point in time when we're not able to ask you, either you're unconscious or you're just incapacitated, and we're not able to say, "Hey, Bob, what do you want to do here?" You're not calling the shots anymore, because you know, like I said, I've had just these two situations present themselves, and so we need to know what to do. And again, this is a situation where you have not given up your residence. You've not decided, "Hey, I want to be a Florida resident," even though you own property in another state. You still vote in other state. You still have a driver's license from other state. You still pay your taxes from other state. So, you know, and you're not claiming homestead on your property, your real estate here in Florida. So, you know, that's the circumstance where I say you're still back and forth and you're not actually down here. But another issue that arises is what happens if, really the system gets involved. What I've seen happen, and in one of these cases happened, is mom and dad were back and forth and back and forth, you know, and then one of the parents just got too ill, or it was too difficult for them to move anymore. So they just stayed here. They didn't transfer their residency. They've still got driver's licenses from other state. They still pay taxes in other state. They're still not claiming Florida as a homestead, but they're not doing the back and forth anymore. They're just down here. So the family decides, well, you know, here's my sister, you pick the family member who's available. That person's going to move to Florida and is going to take care of mom and dad in the home. Okay, well, guess what? That happens and it doesn't work out. You know, for whatever reason, you know, the primary reason usually is that, in fact, it is very difficult to care for an incapacitated individual. It's mentally, it's straining. It's emotionally straining. It's all of the above. And caregiving, it's its own separate, you know, show and everything like that. But it's difficult. And a lot of times family members kind of enter into the idea here, well, I'm going to go live in Florida. You know, but without realizing, it's kind of hard to live in Florida sometimes the years. But also, again, adding the caregiving. And if you add the fact that you're not a Florida resident in the first place, so means your Medicare is based in other state, your doctors are in other state. And how do you coordinate all of that kind of stuff? So so ultimately, you know, there's a referral to Adult Protective Services or another agency. And now they're investigating whether there is abuse or exploitation or neglect of a particular senior, and even to the point of being self-abuse, neglect, you know, where the senior just won't accept help from anybody. And so a lot of this stuff is going on behind the scenes, whereas the family members or what families are, you know, back home don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, they've heard that something has started, you know. So the question is, well, can I just come get mom? Well, the answer is no. You can't just come get mom. If, in fact, there is a process that has started down here, whether somebody's filed for guardianship, there is an investigation open through Adult Protective Services, you cannot just come and get mom and take them home. I mean, what do we call those? We call those silver alerts here in Florida, where, you know, where a senior has disappeared or been, you know, removed from their premises under circumstances that would lead the neutral, don't know the whole family picture situation, law enforcement to think that, in fact, the senior might be in jeopardy. It's called kidnapping. You know, it's and Florida has a whole series of criminal statutes that deal with, you know, doing things with seniors, or, you know, persons over the age of 65 who are in incapacitated states. So so if the situation has started, you actually want to find a lawyer here. You want to find a lawyer back there. What my experience is that moving a senior that is in that situation, especially if a guardianship proceeding has started down here, and the query is whether the Florida court would even have jurisdiction over a non-resident, but that's, you know, that's kind of the next, that's sort of the next step. But you may need to even start proceedings up in your other state to establish a guardianship. If it turns out that the senior is, you know, not able to live independently, you need to locate housing for or care for that individual back home. And most importantly, you need to be in communication with the officials here.
So many moving parts, and this is why it is so important, because there are different variables and situations, and they can just have a ripple effect, and that is why it is so important to get the advice of an expert. We are focusing this morning on elder law with Sherry Aiken of the Aiken Law Firm in DeLand, and we'll continue that when we come back. You are listening to the great voice of Volusia County on the stations of WSBB Radio, 106.9 FM, AM 1230. AM 1490.
Hi, this is Chuck Whitaker reminding you from the Traffic Center that we keep an eye on all the roads in Volusia County and only on the stations of WSBB.
WSBB. How much would you pay for security? Security for your home and family. Security for your business and employees. Security Force of America. Protection with products like camera systems, security alarms, fire and safety protection. Alarm monitoring is more affordable than you would think. Now, when you talk about installing and maintaining your system, you want a company with experience and expertise. That company is Security Force of America. Call 386-275-1190. Security Force of America, giving you security and peace of mind.
The Little Theater of New Smyrna Beach invites you to take a trip back in time. It's my party and I'll cry if I want to. Starting with their impromptu appearance on prom night, then fast-forwarding to their 10-year class reunion. They'll have you laughing and singing along to your favorites from the 50s and 60s.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Don't miss the fun, the music, the marvelous Wonderettes, hitting the stage to live music accompaniment at the Little Theater from February 22nd through March 10th. Tickets for this musical comedy favorite are available now at nsbplayers.org, 386-423-1246, or in person off of 3rd Avenue Beachside in New Smyrna Beach.
Truth or myth? When planning your will or trust, some people say you don't need an elder law attorney. Sherry Aiken from Aiken Law says,
it's a good idea to use an attorney as part of your estate planning process, in part because many times you don't know what the questions are.
It's important to know what you're saying and not saying when you plan for the future.
When I talk with my clients about their estate plan, these meetings tend to be kind of long because they start where the client wants them to start, but then along the way they say things or they mention things that lead me to ask questions that the client never even thought about.
A law firm that listens and works the best with you. That's important. Aiken Law Office, DeLand, 386-738-5599.
WSBP. And we are back, continuing our focus on elder law this Monday morning with Sherry Aiken of the Aiken Law Firm in DeLand. Been talking about, you know, we have a high population of snowbirds. So what happens if mom and dad are here and something should occur? And there is a lot of moving parts to this, a lot of variables that all could affect each individual unique situation. And that's why it is so important to speak with a professional and an expert in this field. And Sherry, folks that were listening to the show this morning, what's a good way for them to reach out and contact you if they have questions?
Call me at 386-738-5599. Email me radio at Aiken, and that's spelled A-K-I-N, dash law, L-A-W.com. Come by and see me, 600 West New York Avenue.
I feel like we just really touch the tip of the iceberg here because there are so many different situations that could come up. If, you know, your primary residence is in a different state, but you are here for part of the year. And I have to tell you, I was very surprised that, you know, if something is happening and an investigation, you know, they're looking into that. You can't just come and get mom and dad. You can't just do that.
Well, that's correct. And again, remember here that our public safety officials, you don't really know the whole situation. You know, they're alerted to a senior who's in distress. They don't know what's going on with the senior. They don't know what the life situation is. And sometimes they are left to sort of take a look at the facts of what they see and kind of reach their own conclusions. And sometimes those conclusions are accurate and sometimes they're not. But the important thing here is to be sure, and especially with a family, that there be a family spokesperson in that situation. And, you know, and mom or dad, you know, you fix the situation by identifying who that person is, so that we don't have conflicting family members, maybe who have their own, you know, self-interest, you know, at play, you know, saying different things to law and to our adult protective services, whose job it is to protect seniors. And again, they're just looking at a situation and trying to, you know, put the senior in a safe situation. But again, when you're trying to transport somebody, and especially, and it's difficult when the person is not well enough to just, you know, put in the car and just, you know, drive back or put on an airplane and just fly back. I mean, you start involving medical personnel and stuff like that. But important thing is to have the information available for there to be a contact, whether it be a local contact or back home contact, and really to have at least, you know, kind of the sort of the plan B. If something happens, this is what I want. You know, I want to stay in Florida because the hospitals near where I vacation are better, or the healthcare, this more specific medical care than maybe back in the less populated place where you came from, or what have you, or you want to be taken back to, you know, the home's proverbial homestead in the other state because you have so many family members and close friends who can help provide care.
It's important, I think, in a situation like this to be proactive and have this plan in place beforehand.
Well, it needs to be, and it has to be, and we say it's a plan because, again, when the situation happens, whether it's an automobile accident, whether it's a stroke, whether, you know, it's just an illness that kind of goes downhill from there, you know, we don't have any situation, we can't say, hey, tell us now what you want done.
one more time, really quick, if someone wants to reach out and contact you and put that plan in place, how can they reach you?
Call me, 738-5599.
Thank you so much. We have been focusing this morning on elder law with Sherry Aiken of the Aiken Law Firm in DeLand. If you weren't able to take that number down and you've got a question for her, you can call me here on our A Business Communications lines, 386-428-1230. We'll make way now for CBS News and get you back to more of the best music right here on the great voice of Volusia County. Make it a great today.